Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Sosia alongside Paul Prillo from Patriots Football Weekly on the practice fields behind Gillette Stadium after Friday's workout for the Pats. And Paul, Tom Brady tried to bring a little emotion to the practice field, to say the least, for his offensive teammates, imploring them against the defense. But it seemed by the end of the day, it was a stalemate at best.
Yeah, two ways of looking at it. Defense playing well, I guess we could focus on that, but I think you're absolutely right. I think Tom looked at the last couple of days of practice here. I don't think it's been as crisp as he would like to see it on offense. A little lethargic. And I think he tried to, infuse them a little bit with some life. There were some moments. I thought there was some big plays today made by the offense, but again, uneven overall, and I don't think it really worked. I think by the end of practice, there was a lot of dragging, and definitely we're hitting the dog digs because a lot of guys not out here practicing today, too.
On that note, they had a guy who started practice but did not finish, LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about that. He was involved in some 9-on-7 running drills. Didn't exactly see what happened. There was a pileup. He was down. They worked on him for a while. He was down with trainers and medical staff. Looked like a right knee problem. Eventually, he went to the locker room. We didn't see him again. So something to keep an eye on in the days moving forward.
We've talked about one man's misery being another man's opportunity throughout this camp. Some guys are getting more reps, and yesterday you talked about Brandon Gibson. Are we seeing some other young players emerge on both sides of the ball because of the missing pieces out there?
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily sure if it's just opportunity, but we saw Chris Harper, a wide receiver that I personally didn't know a whole lot about, didn't really show up a whole lot in the spring, although he was here throughout the entire time for OTAs and minicamps. He's starting to return some punts. He's got great speed and great quickness. That's apparent. Darrell Roberts is another guy, cornerback, seventh-round pick. Haven't really seen him do much until today. I thought today he was out there with some of the other frontline guys. Malcolm Butler, he was out there in a group with him and Robert McClain in a 7-on-7 drill. Made some plays. He showed some tight coverage. He's a good athlete. We know that. But I didn't really notice him a whole lot until today, so maybe it's an opportunity for him as well.
On a final note, this is the second of 3 days for this team before officials. We heard from one of them, Tony Sturitore, before today's practice.
Yeah, and not a whole lot of drastic changes with the rules. I think that some of the safety issues continue to be first and foremost. Peel back blocks, cut blocks, chop blocks, things like that they're looking out for. They're still talking about the crown of the helmet, things like that. It was good to get those guys out here because you get some calls made.
Paul, as always, thanks so much.
It was fun.
Paul Perrell from Patriots Football Weekly. I'm Bob Sosia for Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.